Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study of the Christian marriage relationship. I want to read to you a scripture that I believe is one of the most precious prescriptions for a happy marriage. And we can find this in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And it reads this way: Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. That scripture can be applied to all relationships that we have in life, but if we apply it to our marriage relationship, we will find that we will breathe a breath of life into our marriage. The scripture tells us to do nothing from selfishness. Having done much marriage counseling over the period of time my husband and I have been in the pastoral ministry, we have noted that almost every marriage problem has its root in selfishness on the part of one or both of the spouses in the marriage. Do nothing from selfishness, this scripture says, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own interests, but also for the interests of the other. The Amplified Version says it a little more strongly when it says, Let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned for not merely his own interests, but also for the interests of the other. And in a marriage relationship, so many people come to the place where they are evaluating their marriage based on what they are not getting out of it. And they would give their marriage relationship a negative grade because they're not getting anything out of the marriage. They don't feel like they're receiving what they expected from their spouse. This scripture gives us a completely different perspective on how to look at your spouse. It says to us, don't do anything out of selfishness. Selfishness always looks at itself. Selfishness always wants to know what it's going to get out of the situation. Don't do anything out of selfishness, but instead esteem the other person more highly than yourself. And this is a key to success in marriage. If you and your spouse both would esteem each other more highly and you what the other person needed more highly than yourself, you would see phenomenal marriage relationship. So today I want to share with you 10 ways to make your spouse feel important. This scripture encourages us to see the other person, to regard the other one as more important than ourselves. So then we're going to have to take action, and we're going to have to do things that would help the other one to feel that we esteem them as more important than ourselves. Let me give you a list of 10 things for the wife, a way for a wife to make her husband feel more important. And then we'll also do the same with the husbands. So wives, get a pen out and let me give you 10 ways that you can make your husband feel important, feel that you esteem him as important. Many husbands would complain that their wives give more attention, time, energy, effort, and concern about perhaps the children or their housekeeping, their garden, or some other outside interests. And yet God would call you wives to esteem your husband as more important in your life than those other areas. The scripture tells us that we're to love our husbands and our children and put the husband in the first position. So I'd encourage you that to be in God's order in your marriage, you need to esteem your husband highly and to make sure that he feels your esteem through your actions. So here are 10 ways to make your husband feel important. First of all, encourage your husband about his work. Whether your husband loves his occupation or career or whether he doesn't, you can be his encourager with regard to his work. God has given men a drive and a desire to accomplish things, to achieve things, a very God-given and God-designed motivation to achieve in a career or in a job. And so it's important as his wife that you be the number one cheerleader, encouraging him about his work and encouraging him that he's good at what he does and that God will bless him, and being his prayer support for his workplace. Many women are completely uninterested in their husband's occupations. Perhaps you feel it's too technical or it's just not an area of interest to you. And yet to your husband, it's very important. It's a huge part of his life. So be his encourager with regard to his work. Secondly, be a person who will ask questions and attentively listen to your husband about the things that are important to him. Again, these things may not be of great interest to you, but perhaps they are to him. Perhaps there's a sport that your husband really enjoys, and it would be a blessing to him if you showed interest in that. Be the kind of wife that's willing to adapt herself to her husband, much as Charles Lindbergh's wife became a student of aviation and eventually his co-pilot, because she was determined and she was a Christian to adapt herself to her husband. And that was in a day when women did not fly. There were hardly any aviators at all, and very few women, and yet she made the determination that she was going to adapt herself to her husband's interest to be a blessing to him. So find out what your husband's interested in, ask him questions, listen attentively to him when he wants to talk about those things, whether it's sports or some other outside activity. Be his friend. A friend is interested in what his friend is interested in. Thirdly, show appreciation for the things that he does. Show appreciation for the fact that he goes to work and earns a paycheck to support the family. Show appreciation for the fact that he helps keep the yard neatly trimmed. Show appreciation. Don't have it be just grudging expectation that he's going to do those things. Show appreciation for the things that he does. Fourth, I want to encourage you to speak highly of your husband to others. This will make a man feel respected and esteemed in your eyes. Let him overhear you speaking highly of him, of the things that he does, of the way that he is to others, to your friends, to your mother, to your children. This is a vital key to showing honor and respect to our husbands. Number five is this: plan little surprises for your husband. It will bless him so much. Little gifts, put notes in his lunch, perhaps a love note in a pocket of his jacket where he'll find it later. Be a creative person, and if you don't feel like you're creative, ask God, who's the creator of the universe, to give you creative ideas on ways to just be a blessing. Plan little surprises. It'll keep the spark in your marriage. Number six is this: make your house homey in its atmosphere to help him relax and enjoy his family. Men desire to have a place to come home to that is comfortable and clean and gives the atmosphere of, I can take off my coat and untie my tie and put my feet up and relax and feel the atmosphere being one of a welcoming and homey atmosphere. And yet today, with the rushed schedules of so many people, this has become a rarity. Be the person that will do everything that you can to make your atmosphere in your home a homey place for your husband to feel that he can't wait to get home. Number seven is this: dress up just for him, ladies. When you were dating, you'd never want to have your boyfriend, your future husband, your fiancé find you dressed in a way that you didn't think was attractive. Don't do that now. It's easy to fall into that trap once you get married. But instead, be the person, be the wife that will dress up just for him, not just because you're going out, you're going to put on makeup. Do it for your husband because he's coming home. Be a blessing to him. Show him your most attractive side. Do that for him. He's the most important man in your life. You need to be a blessing to him by making yourself as physically attractive as possible and be a blessing in that way. Number 8 is this: plan times of romance. Plan times of romance for you and your husband. The number one need of men, it has been written over and over in the list of needs, is sexual fulfillment. And marriage is the place where that precious need, God-given desire, is to be fulfilled. But women, we need to plan times of romance so that it's enjoyable and there's time and it'll be a blessing to your husband. So I encourage you, take the initiative and plan times of romance for you and your husband. And the last two things are these. Number 9 is show confidence in your husband's decision-making. This is a very important component of showing honor and respect for your husband, as we're admonished in Ephesians chapter 5. Show confidence. Encourage him. Tell him he's a good decision maker. Tell him you'll go along with what he decides. Obviously, there are times when you need to discuss things together and you need to come to a mutual agreement, but be a person who will encourage and not tear down his decision-making skills. And number 10 is this: pray for your husband daily. You want to make your husband feel important in your eyes? Assure him that you're his number one prayer warrior, you're his intercessor, that you're praying for him. Ask him how you can pray for him that will bless him the most, and he'll be able to share with you, I have this important presentation I need to make at work. Would you pray for me? It's at this time. Be his intercessor. That's all the time we have for today, but we'll continue this, and I will talk about the 10 ways a husband can make his wife feel important, so don't miss that. Join me again at the same time. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Be a blessing. Be the person who will esteem others more highly than yourself, especially in your marriage relationship, and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.